We have some breaking news for Solana, which tells us that the next massive wave up is about to happen. And we're going to show you how to make the most money possible from this.
With institutional demand and billions of dollars worth of inflow, we just found the perfect way to play this.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $5,000 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The time is now to look at Solana again, because we have some breaking news which shows us that institutional demand and billions of dollars of inflow is about to happen, and we just found the perfect way to profit from this.
Institutional adoption is coming. We are seeing massive inflows here, and I think this is really important to be looking at Solana right now due to everything they kind of went through over the past little bit with Pump.Fun, celebrity meme coins, and all these things. Mm-hmm. It kind of cleansed the ecosystem. And it's just in time for now Grayscale filing with the SEC to launch a Solana ETF. Mm-hmm. A Solana ETF will make it really easy for traditional finance players to get involved with Solana. You know, they don't have to download a phantom wallet and figure out all the hunky-junky things and ways of doing it. They can pour millions of dollars in via these ETFs. And by way of this occurring, the Solana token should perform quite well.
Yep.
With that happening, what ends up happening to, you know, the really good projects that have withstood the, I guess, Solana turmoil, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, I think the big players will be looking for legit projects that are generating revenue with real teams and big backings. And I think the project that we have today is one that could really benefit from this hype.
Yeah, 100%. So the big news for Solana, as you mentioned, is we have people like companies like Grayscale and Fidelity, all the big institutions, they are filing for their Solana ETFs, and it looks like they could be approved very soon. So what happened to the price of Bitcoin after the ETFs were approved? You know, there was obviously the buy the rumor, a little bit of a sell-off, but then the inflow started with the ETFs, right?
Yeah, and billions.
It ripped. Yeah. It ripped from, like, I don't know, 60, 70K to 110K. A lot of that was institutional-driven demand. So what we see happening with the Solana ETF is a similar massive inflow into the Solana coin. But what we're after on this show a lot of the time is, you know, these 50, 100X gains. So if we think that Solana is going to go from, what is it at today, $120, $130, maybe you could see a 2, 3, 4X in Solana. Or what you could do is look in the Solana ecosystem, find the most legit Solana altcoins, products that have been building for years, projects that have working platforms, tons of users, generating tons of revenue, and as you mentioned, withstood like the Solana cleanse of all the crap in Solana. That's where, when the Solana ETF gets approved and the billions of dollars flow in, you could legitimately see the 50 to 100x gains as the Solana ecosystem explodes in a more legit way. That's why this episode is one you need to watch to the end.
I also think it's really important to look at how much USDC is being minted on Solana via Circle. Mm. Circle is filing for an IPO. You know, there's going to be all that institutional money that flows into Circle as well. You know, the stablecoin narrative is like super huge right now. Mm. The stablecoin bills and all this. There's going to be so much liquidity in the Solana ecosystem. Mm. So I really think this is a play we need to be looking at right now.
100%. So the project we're going to be discussing today is, in our opinion, potentially the most undervalued coin on Solana and potentially the most legit crypto company built on Solana.
Honestly, yeah.
We're talking about a company that has a large expanding user base, a proven business model with insane partnerships with some of the biggest companies in the world. All of their metrics are growing. the tokenomics, the utility of the token. They've made some groundbreaking changes, which are going to increase demand, reduce supply, and it could send the market cap, which is currently like something ridiculously low, so like 5 million. I could honestly see this 100x to 500 million. Like, this is actually one of those legit tokens that you need to be keeping an eye on, and we're going to tell you all about it. The name of it is Block Asset. The ticker is Block.
The reason we love this so much is because we are seeing an increase in users. Daily active users, monthly active users, they're just attracting a huge user base. But what are they doing with these users? Well, people come onto BlockBet, which is the Gamblefy platform of Block Asset, and they make bets. If people lose these bets, you know, that's revenue that is generated for BlockBet. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, how is that BlockBet revenue going to be used?
Yeah, so that's what gets really interesting here, because for the longest time, Block Asset has the token. They were building the casino, but the price of the coin was not directly related to how the casino was performing. Now, the BlockBet platform is still quite young. It's only been live for, I don't know, 6 to 8 months or something. Mm. But with the new changes that Block Asset has brought out, they are going to be, one, introducing a revenue share. So if you hold, if you buy, hold, and stake your Block tokens, you will be available to access revenue share profits from the casino. So if you think that buying into a share and getting revenue from the fastest growing crypto casino in the world is for you, then that's what the Block token is for. Additionally, they're taking profits from BlockBet and buying back the supply. And this is another key thing. So we see demand being driven by buying, holding, and locking and getting revenue share with the Block token. But think about all the Block tokens that they're buying and burning. What is this going to do to the price?
Yeah, so every month since January, they have been buying back, utilizing revenue, a portion of the token. And they're doing six figures a month in Block buybacks. And when they do these, when they buy back, you can literally see it in the chart. Mm-hmm. The chart just starts ticking up. And right now, this is only, I think this past month, they did 135K buyback.
Still decent.
It's great.
Like, that's imagine like a person buying $150,000 of Block token a month. And yeah, it's going up. Like, it's going up.
And the previous month, I think it was like 116. The month before that was like 106. So it is trending up. Mm-hmm. And that's because more users are coming to this. So far, they've bought back 4% of their supply. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, based off of the metrics, they're looking at over 20% of the Block token being removed from circulation because they bought it back.
Yep.
That is massive. That is like millions of dollars.
And for sure.
Right now, yes, it's six figures. But as they continue to grow, what happens when, you know, they're doing seven figures, eight figures?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how big these buybacks are going to be?
Yeah. That's where you could see this thing go absolutely parabolic.
Yeah. And I think that is why their new CEO, Alexis Senbuglu, he left William Hill, was responsible for generating $2.4 billion in annual revenue for William Hill there, a massive gambling website. And he saw the opportunity in BlockBet, saying that, look, I haven't seen this type of growth from any platform. And he's been in the gambling industry for 18 years. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he joined this company? You know, he can see the writings on the wall. He knows that this will pull 100X. You don't leave a massive salary position, William Hill, to come to a $5 million market cap company without seeing the writing being on the wall.
So we already have this Solana ETF news with institutional demand coming into Solana. So the ecosystem's going to explode. Now we have profit share and revenue share for Block holders. Then we have Block Asset buying back the token based on their profit from BlockBet. And the final kicker, which is going on right now in the month of April, is there is another incentive for people to buy the Block token. If you are using BlockBet to gamble and you want to see an incentive program, I'm talking 20% cash back when you bet. You can now bet using the Block token. Before, you deposited your USDT or whatever. Yeah. It just got converted into cash, basically.
It was like, what was the point?
Yeah. But the Block token is now further integrated into their gambling platform where you can bet with the Block token and you receive 20% cash back on the month of April right now. And if you want to do it, we do have the referral link in the description of the episode where you get sign-up bonuses. And now you get 20% cash back when betting with Block. Another driver of demand for the Block token.
So what this means is, let's say you place a $1,000 bet on BlockBet and you lose, you get 20% back. Mm-hmm. 20% of your loss back.
Yep.
So you're getting $200 back.
It's big.
You don't get that on any other platform. If you bet on Bet365 or something like that, mm-hmm. if you bet $1,000 and you lose, you get zero back.
Yeah.
So where would you rather place that bet, right? So it makes sense. So they've gone from block represented 5% of deposits for their betting. Mm-hmm. It's up to 1,000% now. Like, people are now flooding in. They're like, hey, if I'm a gambler, why am I going to bet with anything else?
Yep.
It only makes sense. So, again, as we see more users come to the platform, as they realize you can get cash backs, it's as they realize they can stake it and lock it for revenue share, as they realize that, you know, there's all these buybacks occurring, it's going to create this flywheel of more people buying, more people holding. And in the long run, especially with this institutional money flowing into the Solana ecosystem, this is block asset, the block token should pull a 100x from here.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have the macro tailwinds, you have the tokenomics, you have the utility, the platform. We didn't even mention the fact that they're going to be eventually putting crypto futures into the platform, which is going to be a massive revenue driver again, which will contribute to more revenue, more buybacks, more profit share, more everything. But then we also have to touch on the partnerships and the ecosystem growing, right? So we've already, you know, you're probably familiar with Block and the fact that they have a multi-year global marketing deal with the UFC. So their name continues to get out there with one of the most popular and globally recognized sports brands in the world. But what have they done lately? So they're integrating with Flow. And Flow is the chain of Dapper Labs, which is activating NBA Top Shot. So now they're almost connected to the NBA through a different partnership. We like that. What else are they doing? Block is being bridged onto Base. So we have Solana tailwinds. Base is probably like the other blockchain that's been the hottest this bull.
Oh, man. The TV on Base has been growing exponentially. Yeah. And, you know, Base is integrated with the Coinbase wallet. You have to think about the millions of users that are utilizing that. You know,
it's Block's just, on there.
It's a lot of money that can easily flow in through that Coinbase wallet.
Yeah. So literally you tick all the boxes. Macro tailwinds, platform improving, reduced supply, increased demand, new partnerships, ease of access for people to access the token, and reasons to buy the token. All of this leads us to believe that now is the perfect time to look at the Block token. Of course, this is not financial advice. You know that we've been long on the Block token for a long time. We're official partners with BlockBet. We use it personally to gamble on sports. We love the platform. We love these guys. There is not many more hardworking teams in crypto. And at a $5 million market cap, it just looks like an absolute... There is no sure thing in gambling or investing, but this looks pretty damn good to me. I think this is one of the best bets in Solana.
There's very few projects that I think have this this type of utility and are generating this type of revenue. I'm down on my investment currently, but it's like I don't look at projects from a 2 month, 3 month window. Like you and I both look at this from like a 5 year window.
It's a multi year
thing. That's how we view our investment theses. Uh-huh. So we're not staring at the chart on a daily basis. Yes, the chart doesn't look great now, but to me, this signals like an excellent discount on a company that is demonstrating growth and demonstrating revenue.
Yeah, I mean, and we should even mention, like, what are we doing with our tokens?
Staking.
We're staking.
Yeah.
Of course. We've been staking our Block tokens for over a year now. We're getting more Block tokens. And now we're going to start to see benefits of staking because we're going to be getting profit share. We can bet with the token, all of these kinds of things, right? So it's another just green flags everywhere for this token. So, hey, look, if you have any questions about Block, Block Asset, Block Bet the platform, let us know in the comments. You know, we're always going to keep you up to date on this banger project.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.